الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, sisters, first regarding the Arabic, we will revise again Surah An-Nas, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbi An-Nas, which we had it last week, because actually I feel that, you know, we need more time, you know, with this surah. But the question now is that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if you feel that you memorize the surah, and when you will read it, you will just mention it by memorization, I will give you another surah. Okay, because I want to check you reading, not trying, you know, to remember what you memorized before. We need to read from the Quran. Okay, this is the most important. So actually, I think that if anyone has any difficulty regarding any of the words of the surah which we had last week, Surah An-Nas, I can show you how to read it. Okay, but those whom they attend last week. Okay, if you feel that you only know it by memorization, I will give you another surah. We will start to read another surah from the Quran, okay, which you don't memorize it, so that you have to read. And if you will read, you will discover where is your weak points regarding reading. Okay? So what do you think now? Do you have any problem regarding Qul A'udhu? You have some problem.
I do, yeah.
Okay, tell me. Very good. Okay, tell me what are your problems so that I will write it and I will clarify it for you.
It's an ayah 2.
Ayah 2.
Okay. It looks like the mean. It looks like that's either lamb.
Malik al-Nas?
Uh-huh.
So what is the difficult, Malik or An-Nas?
No, An-Nas I have.
You know An-Nas, Malik.
Okay.
Okay.
Meem, dal, kaf.
No, it is meem, lamb, kaf. Okay, it is meem, lamb, kaf. Okay, this is ma, le, okay. Again, you know, sisters, we will, in the reading actually, we will follow the way that you will, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, pronounce the letter. Then we will connect it together. Okay, I want you to say ma li ki, as if you are saying the letters only. Okay, ma li ki. Okay, so now if we will read it again, let us read Surah An-Nas together, because I will move to another surah. Okay.
How can you tell the difference between lam and dal? When they're in the middle.
Yes. This is ma li ki. This is ma-de. Number one, dal is one-way connect. You see? Dal, you connected on the right side, you cannot connect it in the left side. Lam is two-way connectors. Okay, this is number one. Okay, number two is that lamb is long, as a long letter. Dal is a small letter. This is a big letter, this is a small letter. Dal is a small letter. Okay, this is regarding. So I will read with you, okay, and I want you to read inside yourself with me, letter by letter. Okay, so that inshallah we will start to read now from Surah تبت شادى أبي لهب وتب. We will start to read something you don't memorize it. Okay, so that we will yes. Okay, so now I will show you how we will read just the letters. Okay, قل, this is قل. Okay, I will say and you say. Do you have a paper? But you know Surah An-Nas. You know what, you can sit with Cecilia, so that actually I think I have one. Okay, because yes, I will teach you the most simple way to read Arabic. Just, you know, the letter and, you know, the short vowel. Then you will start to read. So it is قل.
قل.
as if you are saying قل.
قل.
First you say قل, then you say قل.
قل.
قل. Okay. A.
A.
أعو.
أعو.
أو.
زو.
أعوذ.
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 ب را بي.
ب را بي.
ال
ال
ناس.
ناس.
مالكي.
مالكي.
ال
ال
ناسي.
ناسي.
إلهي.
إلهي.
I extend because there is alif above the lam. Okay, so as if it is إلهي.
إلهي.
الناسي.
الناسي.
من.
من.
شاري.
شاري.
ال.
ال.
وس.
وس.
واسي.
واسي.
Again, as I clarified to you last week, we will divide the word, this word, al-waswas, into three words. Alif lam first, then waw sin up to the sukun. Okay, let me write for you this again because we will follow these rules in our sisters in the reading. So I want you, the most important is to have your the rules. If you know the rules and you follow the rules, you will read it very simply. Okay? Again, we agreed that if there is any word having alif lam, al, this will be part one of the word. Al, wa, sa. Then whenever I will see sukun, this will be the second part of the word. Okay? Then I will continue. So now, if I want to read this word, okay, I will say al, was, wa, si. Okay? So the most important is to know the rules. What is the rules? Number one, I want to know the letters. Number two, I will know the vowels, short vowel. Number three, I will look for, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a long vowel. Okay, this is the long vowel. Okay, and I will replace it, you know, with what is equivalent. For example, here, then I will read. Okay, before reading, okay, I will divide the word. So you, it is better if you write the rules, number one, the letters, recognize the letters, number two, the short vowels, number three, the long vowels, number four, divide the word. Then you will read it very simply. Okay, then you will start to read more quickly. When you read more, you will read more quick. So this is al, was, wa, si. Okay, let us say it all together. Al was wasi. Again.
Al was wasi.
Again.
Al was wasi.
Okay. The next is, if you follow the same rules, it is al. This is al khanasi. Why I said al khanasi once? Because there is no sukun in between. Okay, so I said al ha. Na, because this is the long vowel, khanasi. Okay? So let us say the verse number four together. Min.
Min.
Shari.
Shari.
Al was wasi.
Al was wasi.
Al.
Al.
Khanasi.
Khanasi.
La, al khanasi.
Al khanasi.
الذي.
الذي.
Again, الذي is always in the Quran. الذي, this is الذي. الذي. Sisters, I want you to say الذي five times. الذي. 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 Then the next word, okay, first I will look and I will say, I will give you an example. This is ya with a dhamma, wa with a fatha, sin with sukun. Sin with sukun, I will divide here. I have to tell to myself, I do divide here. Then waw with kasra, sin with sukun. So now I will read it. I know the letters, I know the short vowels, there is no long vowels. I divide the word already, so it will be you was with. You was with. Okay?
You was.
with.
Again.
You was with.
You was with.
You was with.
الذي.
الذي.
You was with.
You was with.
في. في. This is also repeat with me, sister. These actually in Arabic are not letters. You know, this is like Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is, you know, letters of connections. But just, you know, for you, just fi is fa and ya. So it is fi. Okay. Now fi, I want you to learn something here. This is the fa, and this is the ya, and there is kasra here. You see? So this is fi. So fi, suppose that this is the fa with long vowel. Okay, so you extend it. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. So فِي is extended because it is فِي with double ya. Okay, this is a long vowel here. So this is فِي الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي. Then the next word, this is, for example, I want to read this word now, Arabic word, and I am a beginner. Okay, number one, I will tell to yourself, this is sa, and this is da, and this is wa, and this is ra. Alhamdulillah, I know the letter. This is the most important. Number two, the short vowel. This is dhamma with sad, this is dhamma with dal, this is sukun with wa, this is ra with kasr. Okay, this is the short vowels. Number three, wrong vowel. There is any long vowel here, sisters? Okay, where is the long vowel? Not thought. Do. Yes, this is the long vowel. Why? Because I have the wow preceded by a dam. Okay? Again, sisters, if I have the alif preceded by a fatha, or I have the wow preceded by a dhamma, or I have the ya preceded by a kasra, this is long vowels. Okay? Why long vowels? Because they are similar. This fatha is a, alif is a, so I will remove this one, and this, there are two a. Okay? This letter, for example, this bah, it will be as if it has two a. When I have the dhamma with the waw, for example, the same ba is here, okay, I will remove this one, and I will remove this one, and I will put two u. When I have the kasra, okay, the ba, still I will have two e. So when I have fatha, alif preceded by a fatha, two a. Waw preceded by a dhamma, two u. Ya preceded by a kasra, two e. This is the long vowels. So now when I look, I always look to these three letters. Alif, waw, and ya. I look for the alif, waw, and ya. If the alif is preceded by a fatha, okay, this means that it is working here as a long vowel. I will remove it and I will put two a. If I have a waw preceded by a dhamma, yes, I have a waw preceded by a dhamma. Very good. This means that the letter da will be having two u. So it will be suduri. You see, when you have any word, sisters, try to follow this rule. Gradually, your mind will be, you know, familiar with this. Gradually, your mind will immediately, by time, you must read more and more so that, you know, you practice this rule. When you practice the rule, inshallah, and you know the letters, this is the most important. You can read Arabic very simply. But the most important is the practice. So now, this is fi sudur, you know, and nas, min, this is mim, mi, na, this is mim, noon, mina, al jinnati. Again, I have alif lam. Whenever I have alif lam, I separate. Then I have ja, ji, na, ti, one. In al jinnati, one. Yes. This is the words. This will help you, for example, with the قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. You will start to feel that the Arabic words are repeated. Okay, there is repetition of the words in the Quran. But this is up to you. You know, some sisters, they can memorize, some they can't. The most important is to read. But again and again, sisters, you are learning Arabic to read the Arabic Quran, Alhamdulillah, Allah will reward you, but this doesn't mean that you know the meaning. You must read again the Quran in the language. You understand what is the meaning of قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Okay? Because if we are commanded to recite these two surahs before going to bed, okay, in order to protect us from the shaitan, you must be aware why these two surahs especially, you know, to protect you from shaitan. And you must be aware of the meaning of these two surahs, okay, so that inshaAllah you will feel protected. Okay, but if you just recite these two surahs, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded the Muslims before going to bed for you and for your kids, okay, that you do your hands like this, you know, get your hands together, okay, and you blow, and then you read قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ 112, 111, 110, okay, you can read them three times, okay, and then you do like this. With the Qur'an still here, up to down, then you return back. You cover yourself. Protection, these are the protectors from the shaitan. 112, 111, especially, and you can add قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحْد. If you don't know the meaning, how you will feel secure? But when you know the meaning, for example, as I am clarifying to you, this is قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, say I seek refuge with the بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, with the Lord of the mankind, the King of the mankind, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, the God of the mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating about His reality. Allah is the Lord, Allah is the King, Allah is the God. So you are seeking refuge with Allah who has all these attributes, okay, from men, it's from shar, the evil of al-wiswas, al-khannas is the whispering shaitan, okay. This shaitan, okay, khannas, is that he withdraws when the name of Allah is mentioned, okay. He whispers in the hearts of the people. You are seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan of the jinn and shaitan of the mankind. You see, this is min al jinnah wa nas, the satan of human being nature and the satan of jinn nature. Okay, we are always under the impression that you seek refuge with Allah from the satan of the jinn nature. No, you are supposed to seek refuge with Allah also from the Satan, from the human nature. Because it is proved that they are sometimes the more strong and more destructive than the Satan of the jinn nature. So when you understand this surah, you feel secure before you sleep. Alhamdulillah, especially for the kids, they are now, alhamdulillah, protected with the Lord, with the King, with the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this is the Lord, the Rabb, and this is the King, and this is the God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one whom shaitan withdraws when his name is mentioned. And the only one you seek refuge against shaitan is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who creates the shaitan, and the one who can defeat the shaitan. So this is the important, sisters, again and again, of knowing the meaning of the Qur'an. Okay, you read it in Arabic, alhamdulillah. You tried your best to read the Arabic. Allah will reward you for every second you learn the language of the Quran. But at the same meaning, this doesn't mean that you get any benefit. Okay? Now, I was planning to give you قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ today, but I will not give you this today, Surah Al-Falaq. I will give you another surah. Inshallah, I will, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, copy for you from this Quran, because it is a big one, so that you can read from it. Okay, today inshallah we will read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I tell you one thing, sisters. Let us revise Surah An-Nas today, because next week we will have Surah Al-Mahd. We'll tell you the number. I want to correct the number of the surah. Surah An-Nas is surah number 114. Surah Al-Falaq is 113. Surah Al-Ikhlas is 112. Now I am correcting the number of the surahs because I mentioned it wrong. This is my homework. This is surah number 113 and 112. 12? Yes. Try, you know, to check how you can read it, what is difficult for you, because, you know, there is qul and there is shar and there is some words which are similar with Surah An-Nas. And inshallah, I will check with you Surah 13, 113 and 112, and maybe we'll have also 100. Okay? So the homework is...
111 or 112?
The homework is 112 and 113. 12 and 13. Yes, 12 and 13. Okay? طيب, alhamdulillah. So now we finish with the Arabic. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.